Got it. And we'll sort of continue on that point in a moment. But first, we have a call, and this is from John. So, John, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here.
Great. And do you have a question for the assembly candidates here?
Yes, I'd like to know what kind of support you guys plan on doing for, like, the children in extracurricular activities like band and drama, debate, and forensics. I know, travel and stuff is a huge budget item for a lot of them, and a lot of them have not had any support or changes in support from the city since the 80s. I know I attended a band questionnaire the other day, and, you know, they basically haven't had any new support or changes in budget since the 80s, and, you know, they wind up supporting themselves as far as traveling from place to place, and it becomes quite costly.
Great, thanks, John. Yeah, so that's a question about what would you do to support student activities. Obviously, it's really expensive for students who travel for athletics or DDF and things like that. And I would just add to that just a sort of generic question about education, which is that right now the city is funding the school district at about $1.4 million below the state authorized cap. In the early 2000s. The city funded the school district to the cap. We haven't done that since 2005. So sort of piggybacking on that question, you know, is there something the city should do about the cost of activities? And, you know, should the city be funding the school district more, or are we funding them sufficiently? And we'll sort of continue where we were, Tor, if you want to pick it up.
Well, for starters, I think we should be funding the schools more. I don't know if we need to go all the way to the cap, if we can, but we should be doing, I mean, I've always said that I've got two priorities that are about equal: public safety and education. I think those are the job of local government. And, you know, without getting corny about, you know, the children being the future and the like, it really is part, it's our main job, that police and fire. And so I think the fact that we're not even within shouting distance of the cap anymore, I think is really too bad. And it's specifically as it refers to travel and the supporting those programs, that's part of the school budget. And beyond funding the schools as much as we can't do much more about that, other than cheering them on and donating ourselves individually. But the best we the only way I can answer that is to say that we need to fund the schools as much as we can. If that's the cap, great. But if it's even at least closer.
Got it. And Lillian, your thoughts on funding school activities and funding the school district in general?
Interesting. I've got two boys who went through the school system, and they both played football, wrestling, soccer, and all the different things. I realize and understand that it's really hard to be able to fund these as a parent, but they've come up with so many different creative ways to be able to help those individuals. As Laura mentioned, it's part of the school, you know, part of the school budget. There's $10,000 that's allotted to each of the activities. But for me to be able to say to fund the school to the cap, we have to be able, and I said it before, we have to be able to live within our means. We have wants and needs, and we need to be able to take care of them. But I really want to make sure that we aren't, you know, pushed to the max, but without, you know, providing for that for the police, for all the different, you know, entity, different things that are going on that the city has to deal with. But for the most part, with the dwindling economy, we aren't able to fund that to the cap, but for the most part, we leave it to the parents.
Got it. And again, for listeners, we are taking your questions, and you can call. The number to call is 747-5877, or of course, email news at kcaw.org, or comment on Facebook. And Aaron, again, the same question, you know, what can we do about student activity fees, if anything, and, you know, what can we do about funding the schools? Are we funding them sufficiently?
I don't think that we are funding them sufficiently. I believe that the children are literally our future, and I would love to support them as much as we can. Unfortunately, like it's been stated before, we might not possibly be able to do that. But if we trim the fat in certain locations, we might be able to come up with a little bit of money here and there to get the sports and get the arts and get the sciences and the maths and everything that they need to do all of this stuff, just so we can support our children as much as they need to be supported. I feel that there are some children that are falling behind. They would like to play a sport, but they can't, and they're too embarrassed to say, hey, my family doesn't have the money to do this. So, I think it's our responsibility to step up and do what we need to do to get it so those children that would succeed can succeed.
Got it. And Tristan, what are your thoughts on funding for the school district and funding for school activities?
As I've said previously, investing in education is the best investment we can make as a society. I think we need to prioritize that, and I would fund education to the cap if I was elected to the assembly. And for me, education, it's more than just the language arts, math, science. For me, we educate the entire child, and we provide opportunities for every child to be educated. That includes the arts, it includes music, dance, theater, creative writing, all of those elements that really enrich both our schools, our community, but also make a positive impact on those things that our children are tested on. So I would, again, I would fund education to the cap. I believe it's an investment that we need to make, and if we need to pull money from other places to invest in education, then I think we need to do that as a community.